point here is that when you get clarity among everybody involved about what is the direction you're heading and what is the fundamental purpose you're seeking to address, the opportunity for success and the ability to iron out conflicting objectives really moves ahead a lot better.
Imperative 5 is respond to the new security environment. Are you talking about managing through a security environment when it comes to IT, when it comes to personal security, when it comes to organizational security, or maybe all of the above and or others?
No, it's all the above. The sense we have here is that security is now everybody's job, whether it's terrorism, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's somebody knocking on the door. And in fact, in many cases, the vulnerabilities are inside organizations as well. So it really is, it's everything.
It certainly is something that we've heard about a lot from a cybersecurity perspective, the insider threat. And maybe the word threat isn't even always the right term to use, because it implies nefariousness, where not just in cybersecurity again, but in all kinds of other areas, the security problem might not be something that somebody did on purpose. It might be just some simple goofy mistake somebody makes.
Yeah, and we make a distinction here, Francis, that's probably important too, which is, first of all, not even to worry just about threats, because there are threats all around you, but to really focus on the vulnerabilities that are involved in your particular situation, whether it's sensitive information or access that's weak, but to really figure out what are all the vulnerabilities that could pose a possible threat.
Imperative 7 is, I think, on the list of easier said than done, Jonathan. It's cut costs and improve performance. And you and I talked off the air not too long ago about both of us kind of being tired of the phrase more with less. But that's really, unfortunately, the essence of it is that's what the expectation is going to be for the foreseeable future. You used the term, in fact, in the lead into this new normal, and that really is the new normal, isn't it?
Oh, exactly, and we're certainly going to get a heavy dose of it once the Congress figures out what it's going to do with the debt and the deficit. And this section talks both about some specific ways that some of this may be done, but frankly, as you're suggesting, the more important part is how to get it done. The strategies for, you know, actually putting in place the discipline, putting someone in charge, and keeping score to make sure that you really do achieve the savings that are needed and certainly maintain, if not improve, performance.
I mentioned that we have more information and a link to the way that you fully fleshed out all 7 of these imperatives at federalnewsradio.com. And if you haven't had a chance to see them, I really encourage anybody to go and look at them, because I think they're very insightful, Jonathan. Tell me, though, whether you think most of the people that you're talking to inside government really believe and agree with you that this is the new normal, or if this is just a bump in the road, and once this whatever it is that we're dealing with is fixed, we'll go back to the way things used to be.
We've talked this up with quite a few groups here in the U.S., and interestingly, folks from Australia, Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, Ireland, and we get a strong head nod from everybody that we've turned a corner. There's a whole different situation on people's hands at this point. And for execs and managers and government to be successful, they really have to be conscious of a whole new set of imperatives.
Are there any one of these 7 that you were surprised to see make it to the list, or that made you say, I hadn't considered that as something that's really important, but in the process of talking to all these folks and doing this research, it turned out to be?
Well, I suppose the first one, the idea of acting with strategic intent. It sounds pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but as you suggested earlier, we have lost our way on it quite a bit. And as Tom Shoup from Government Exec has been real clear in saying, mission clarity is one of the strongest predictors of success. And throughout all the rest of these challenges and opportunities, if we don't keep our eye on the ball about what the real mission and strategic mission objective is, it's easy to get off track.